And a really warm welcome, folks, to our last Zav Chat of Term 3 2025. Got some great Zav Chats lined up for Term 4 as well, but today we're on a music theme. Before we get there, Bill, Wilbur, good morning. It's been one big week at Xavier College.
It's been a huge week, Shane. Yeah, we obviously had a great college day, didn't we, Wilbur, on Tuesday at the Athletics, and then an amazing assembly yesterday.
Yeah, it's been a big 2 days. It was such a highlight to welcome in the Preps to Twos as the Year 12 cohort at the Athletics Carnival on Tuesday, and then go into a really big day where we celebrate our new leaders of the college. And we're lucky enough to have one here on the podcast today, Solomon Blase, who's our new music captain next year. So a big congratulations to him.
Well done, Solomon.
Yeah.
So it's been a big day of celebration at the college.
Yeah, it's been wonderful. We were reflecting back. Not only did we announce the college captain, Nick Turner, and his 40 mates as prefects of the college. Wilbur, funny moment for you. You've officially gone full circle. This was you 12 months ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, it does not feel like 12 months ago at all, Mr. Doherty, but it is a full circle moment, and it's just great to see sort of last year with Jared handing it over to me and then looking at Nick this year, and I can just tell that they're going to have such a good year together as a group of 41 boys. And
how did you
really
feel yesterday up there on the stage, and it's 12 months ago? Because they're interesting emotions.
To be fair, don't forget, Wilbur presented the tie. You present the tie to the two vice-captains and then the incoming college captain. So how did it feel?
Yeah, it was a special feeling. I just sort of shook Nick's hand and James and Bill Reynolds as well, the vice-captains, and just said, look, go well, boys. Like, you'll have a great time. And, it's pretty surreal.
And, of course, yesterday, Bill, we had the Ignatian Award, which I've been involved 6 years. I'd not seen or really heard about it. So, yeah, explain.
So the Ignatian Award is given to a member of staff. So it hasn't been given since 2011.
Right.
And we've got just some outstanding members of staff. We've got one with us today, two with us today, can I say, Henry? But anyway, we'll come to that in a second. But the Ignatian Award is for conspicuous contribution to the life and mission of the college.
Okay, yeah.
And so we had two along with a 25-year service award. So unbelievably, we called out three extraordinary members of staff, two retiring, and between the three of them, they have over 100 years of service.
Wow.
At the college. So Dom Calipari, 51 years, and I think it was a beautiful moment in the Great Hall. Michael Allcroft gave an outstanding. Address and commendation for him. But yeah, he was so instrumental in the creation of the house system and its evolution as we go through. And then Jerry Sullivan gave a wonderful address for Michael Jones, 30 years, and so instrumental in the Ignatian formation and character of the college.
And off to Cabrini, which will be a wonderful step.
Correct. And then, of course, the wonderful Liz Allen, 25 years of service, and it was beautiful to recognise her yesterday as well. So over 100 years between three extraordinary members of staff who have influenced the college in so many ways. And anyway, we're talking today going to talk about another magnificent influence to the college, Shane, so I reckon we should charge straight in.
Okay, let's charge in. And Richard O'Shaughnessy is our special guest. I'll get you, Richard, to introduce your special guest alongside you. But you've got an amazing history here at Xavier College. It goes back well into the early 2000s. Firstly, welcome, and great to have you along.
Lovely to be here. Thank you, Shane. Now, part of my history at Xavier's as a student where I was taught by Dom Calipari.
Oh, wow.
Now, I remember Mr. Calipari, Year 10 Maths. He would always bring a comb into class and he'd sort of do some sums, and then he'd like slick back his hair with his comb, and it was very cool. And I thought, you know, one day I could be a teacher and I could comb my hair.
Alas.
No, it didn't work out that way. That's true. Now, I do have with me sitting next to me, Henry Eames. Could I call you a former protege, Henry?
I wouldn't go that far.
Henry, welcome in, buddy.
Thank you.
Great having you on the show.
I'm one of Mr. O'Shaughnessy's past students, graduated in 2021, and currently studying a Bachelor of Music and a Bachelor of Education at Monash University, and I'm on my teaching placement with him at the moment.
Yep. So Henry's doing his placement. I'm adoring having Henry back. As a teacher, I taught Henry for 4 years in a row, and so you get to know the students very well in the music department, because you know, some of the music teachers might teach a student for 8 years consecutively when they're teaching an instrument, and then so to have Henry back, it's just been an absolute joy.
Yeah, Richard, I'd love to sort of pick up on that because you can see the relationships that are built. Like I think our music team is just phenomenal. But you can see, and we'll get into all the musicology, et cetera, but you could see the relationships that are just so evident. As you said, it could be from in an ensemble or a band or an orchestra or a cappella, and we'll get into it all, but, you know, into the classroom environment, into individual music lessons. It must be very life-giving for you, and particularly when you get a protege back.
Yes, I remember teaching Henry in year 9, and we had something we call Minute Magic. And bring your instruments in next lesson, boys, and you're going to play for 1 minute. That's the only rule. And Henry comes in, he plays his French horn, and I'm like, oh, this kid's got potential. and he's recently started playing with the Melbourne Symphony Orchestra. Yeah. I just think it's absolutely fabulous.
What a great story. Now, I'm going to take your mind back. A student in your first year, I think of 2003, first year of teaching at Xavier, and a former member of the ZavChat team, the podcast, in our first year.
Yep.
Who did you have in your room? Because it wasn't a bad start.
Well, my very first lesson that I taught at Xavier College, my mind almost exploded. It's like, okay, boys, we're gonna play a Minute Magic, and this young kid comes in year 9, and he starts singing, and I was like, oh, I think this kid's better than me. And it was Raphael Wong. Oh, wow. And in fact, in this year, I remember this class like yesterday. There was the Matheson boys, flute and violin, amazing. Ari Sudamana, he's now a doctor, a pediatrician. He played the flute so fast, it gave me whiplash. And I was like, what is going on here? Ben Newkirk was in that class playing saxophone. He's now head of music at Castlemaine Secondary College. And I was just like, oh, no, this is a special place to teach.
Yeah. And Henry, there's a lovely sort of bit of history to you because I think when you were in year 9, would I be right in saying?
Yeah, it was when I was year 9.
In year 9, yeah. You had a great opportunity through the school. One of my first engagements with you was meeting you before yourself and three of your mates went over to the Wills Cathedral School on a really special exchange.
Yeah, that was a really inspirational time for my music. I think that's the place where I decided, oh, I think music's for me.
Wow.
So it was a 3 or 4 week exchange one way exchange. So we just went with Wells Cathedral School, and it was with the two boys who were going to become music captain at the time. And it was great to have like that older and younger sort of relationship. It was quite inspirational to see them play and, you know, get new connections.
It was fantastic. Yeah. So for those listeners who might know, Wells is one of the leading schools in the United Kingdom for music and dates back to 909.
Yep.
So it's an incredible history in itself.
Yeah.
But
wow.
I just got a sense, both seeing you over there, I was lucky enough to connect with you over there, and then when you came back and then continuing through with your French horn, I thought, wow, this might have made a little bit of a, you know, an influence or a, and it clearly has, Henry.
Yeah, 100%.
Xavier's 150s starting to approach with speed, but gee, 909.
909 is not bad.
Amazing,
so
isn't it?
It is quite incredible.
Hey, Wilbur, we might also introduce our other special guest who has just been named music captain.
Yeah, as we said earlier, Solomon Blase is on the podcast this morning. He's the new captain of music, and he's a fellow Bellarminian. He's in Bellarmine House with me, and I believe Henry was also in Bellarmine House, so a bit of a connection there.
Yes, back in the day.
Yeah. So, Sol, why don't you start off? I know you've been on ZavChat before speaking about your music endeavours, but why don't you start off by telling all the listeners what sort of instruments you play and what you do in the whole music world?
Yep. So I play trombone and I'm doing that for my VCE. And I also take piano lessons with my tutor, Miss Vartuli. And I also sing in a cappella and senior singers and a cappellas with Osho, so pretty good connection there.
And having Solomon's in a in a cappella is fantastic because he's got this rare ability called perfect pitch. So normally, you know, you start a piece, you go to the piano, get the note, but I just need to give a little nod to Solomon. I go, and, you know, he can sing a D. Like, he could sing a da, D right now.
Da.
At home, feel free to check that on the piano. That will be a
hopefully.
D.
Hopefully. Sometimes it's a bit off, as Osho knows, but hopefully.
Oh, that's pretty good, Solomon.
That's not bad. If you can beat a piano, that's great stuff. You've really got to step up a little bit more with your contributions. Also, there's only three or four amazing sort of elements to the program. You know, what gives you joy? It's an exciting moment for you, obviously, coming in as, and just announced yesterday as a music captain and prefect. But what gives you joy in our music program?
I think just the connections that I make with everyone. It's such a positive environment. Everyone loves what they do in the music department, and we just have a fun time in all of our ensembles and our classes as well. It's just really fun to be a part of.
So you speak about your music lessons with Miss Vartuli, who's both of our tutors, actually, which is a great connection there. And for all the boys that do music and just maybe aren't part of a big band but just do music lessons and stuff like that, maybe take us into the environment there. What's it like, obviously, learning piano with Miss Vartuli, and what do you get up to? I know she would probably use it as an opportunity to look after you as well, as a bit of a pastoral care thing, so that must be an interesting sort of dynamic in that music lesson.
Oh, yeah. Having one-on-one lessons with a music teacher is just amazing because you form a connection with them that's unlike any other in the school, really. And Miss Vartuli, her being my tutor, that connection's even higher. And she, her style of teaching can be a bit harsh sometimes, but...
Oh, really? You heard it first to you?
That's true. Now, Miss Vartuli, I think she's one of the exponents of tough love, but there's certainly a lot of love.
It is quite special, isn't it? So there's a real Bellarmine theme coming through. I had no idea that Henry was Bellarmine as well. I ran into the wonderful Trish Tassoni, our head of Bellarmine, head of house for Bellarmine, and it's the Bellarmine House Mass tonight. So everything Bellarmine is going. I mightn't have quite got the chocolates at the Athletics Carnival, but that's okay. But obviously there's some great musicians going through the house. Hey, Henry, can I flip back over to you, and then we'll go back to Richard. But congratulations on the MSO. That is quite amazing. Tell us a little bit about maybe, you know, your journey, you know, just to get there. Yeah. And, you know, what even led you on to, because you're studying music, you know, as your life passion now and your profession.
Yeah, so as a classical musician, it's quite different to contemporary music. You have to work pretty hard. You have to do auditions. I think the statistic is if you want to get a professional job, which I don't have yet, I'm just like a casual member for the MSO, but if you want to get a professional job with a salary, you have to do a minimum of 78 auditions. So,
gee, that's an amazing stat.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's pretty intense. So, like, to prepare, they take months to prepare for, and it's, you know, it can be draining, but like sitting in that first rehearsal, I was like, oh, I see why it's so worth it. You know, it's the standard and like the orchestra was amazing. Yeah.
Hey, Toby, we've got Wilbur and his mates are about to go and sit the VCE exam, and I'm sure the heart would be beating as they walk into English in the Great Hall, and it's the start of, you know, some really intense few sessions for them. It's got to be intense when you're in for a solo audition.
Yeah, so I had quite a bit of struggle with that, actually, calming my nerves down and not shaking. Like, when I would play, I would get really shaky, and obviously that's like instant fail.
Understandable, though.
Yeah. It wasn't until I was actually recommended a book called Train Your Own Hero by Don Green, which is a, like, sort of keep you cool in, like, 10 situations book. And
so Train Your Own Hero.
Train Your Own Hero, yep. And it takes about 4 weeks to read, and it's kind of like every day you just read 5 pages sort of thing, and it kind of gives you a day-by-day of what to do, and you build like a routine. Like, I remember, like, some things I do before my audition is like I'll look at a candle and just help me focus, or I'll have a cold shower and like different steps.
Yeah, brilliant. Because I think this is just a fascinating, I always think, you know, what is the first eight feeling like as they're, you know, right there at the start? of the final of the, you know, having you know, put so much in there. You think of the amount that musicians put in to return, and here you are, you know, bang, auditioning for MSO and, you know, 13-year journey, Wilbur, for academics, and here you are, you know, at the start line of the VCE, you know, you're going into a big job interview. These are skills for life that, you know, and obviously music has taught us so much.
Oh, that's so right, Bill. I'm just going back to your number 78 that you came up with a minute ago, and I have a lot to do with a lot of the footballers. Yeah. And the football industry talks about a huge funnel that ends up very, very narrow at the bottom, and only the absolute best get through at the end. Yeah. Is it relatively similar in your world, Richard or Henry?
I think it's even harder because you're not up against like just Australians, you're up against everyone in the world. So good like a job for like the MSO that came up recently, like no Australian won it. It's gone to, I think, some international people.
They're not 18 MSOs either, are they? You know, so teams all around sort of Australia.
Great point.
Yeah, so for the Horns, for example, there's only 5 seats. And when a seat comes up, it's usually because someone's retired. So they're in their 60s, so that doesn't come up often.
Richard? And probably they both share that situation where resilience is so important. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, there's knockbacks. And that becomes part of the something to embrace. And I think the people that cut through just keep persisting.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, Richard. And let's unpack that a bit more with you because, you know, you'll be directing the music. You've directed heaps of musicals at Xavier College. You've had the one coming up next year. You know, you've started with Ralph Wong in your first class, and you've seen these boys through, you know, you lead the a cappella, which I just think is extraordinary. How do you go about preparing, you know, your tutees, your boys, for these sort of experiences of that sense of resilience and how they measure themselves and how they perform? Because whenever you start that a cappella, there's a real method that
it's amazing.
It's brilliant.
Yeah.
So I try to have a real integrity to the process. I like to give the students all the same parameters for an audition. So all the students are to prepare a particular song. Often I'll even have students in the room together singing against each other. That allows me, for a cappella, to get a sense of the blend. But there's something else that happens in the music department where your performance in a group, you are actually auditioning every day, every rehearsal for the next year. And I think that's a great lesson because in your adult career, your job that you're in is really an audition for your next step as you have your referees. Mm, uh-huh. And so, yeah, sometimes students won't work hard enough throughout a year and then they actually are not in the group the following year. I think that's a really tough but valuable lesson for students.
And very fair.
Can I just say, I think that's outstanding. Mm. And, you know, there's a great line from Aristotle, you are what you repeatedly do. Excellence, therefore, is not an act but a habit. And it translates its way through.
Yeah, you speak about the journey rather than the destination, I show in that, and all that you put in within the journey, it's sort of just the icing on the cake, the final performance or whatever, and it's an opportunity to sort of showcase what you've put in. And throughout accompanying a bunch of boys such as Raph Wong, Henry, Sol through their journeys, sort of what's the best thing you've gotten out of it as a teacher who's really put in all that you can and you see that final result where it's boys just, yeah, showing off what they've put in.
I might just pivot a little bit. I'll tell you a little moment that sprung to head into my head as you said that. A moment that I've enjoyed is I was walking down Glenfrey Road and I hear, Osho, Osho, and I look around and where's that coming from? And then this kid just runs out of Baker's Delight and it's a kid that I've previously taught and he's in his uniform and he just wants to tell me about what he's doing with music, you know, that's after
great.
School.
Yep.
And this, the kid I'm thinking of is called Sam Minahan. Yeah. And during school I wasn't really aware how much he was loving music. And then the Baker's Delight incident sort of made me think, oh, this kid really has gone on with his music. He's in a band now called Dynasty, a heavy metal band. Yeah. And so little moments like that where are very rewarding.
And there's plenty who have gone on. Are there, is that, am I right in saying there's one of three bands?
There's three rock bands.
I'm sure there's a heap of others.
It's amazing, yeah.
Yeah, there are. There's a lot of, it must lot of be kids. A
thrill though, seeing you know students go on and music being part of their life and intersecting in different ways. It's got to be a
Likewise, I went and saw Phantom of the Opera with Raphael Wong in the lead role, I was there with Miss Hamilton, and she just started tearing up as soon as she heard the voice.
Wow!
Now we're gonna try to embarrass you over the next minute or two, Wilbur, Solomon. And Henry, tell us a bit about Osho, as you call him. What makes him special? What did you most learn from him? We should start with the school captain and then next year's music captain. And Henry, you're working with him right now. You maybe finish off.
Yeah, well, I probably don't have the greatest connection with Osho as these boys do, but I'm sort of more an onlooker and I can just see his passion in everything he does, whether it's leading the house chorals, which he's previously done, with such passion and enthusiasm. I sit there in assembly and watch him sort of conduct. I've got a really good view of the conductor when he's doing the a cappella, and it's just, you can see that he's really guiding everyone through it. So you can just sort of see the passion oozing out of him.
Yeah, everything about Osho and the ensembles he takes, the classes that he teaches, it's all very fun, positive. You've got such a... I don't really know what to say. You're just,
I leave you speechless.
Yeah, exactly.
I guess.
And I'd say everyone knows, for example, when it was the athletics carnival and you were doing some presenting, when I heard your voice and other boys, even who aren't in your class, they all thought, oh, that's Osho, making funny comments like, grade four, shut the door, that kind of thing, yeah.
I think Osho is a real inspirational teacher in the school and one of the hidden gems in the school. Going up to, I had Osho from 9 to 12, so developed quite a great friendship and bond with Mr. O'Shaughnessy. You can't really say that about like any other teacher in the school because you don't really have a maths teacher for 4 years in a row. So I really got to know him, and then coming back and doing placement with him, it's been good to see both sides of the coin and, you know, really get to know him as a person and a friend. Yeah.
Fantastic. Bill, we were chatting separately about how we both love the a cappella.
Yeah.
It might be good to maybe shine a bit of a light on that because Richard's right front and centre.
I was going to go there exactly at the same time, Shane. I find this quite incredible and... like what's the craft? Like it's this beautiful moment we celebrated a number of occasions. I thought it for me really came to significance through COVID. Like you did some extraordinary IT blends of elements there, Richard. But I can say that the entire school just stands still and leans in when you hop up with the a cappella. You know, chat us through it a little bit.
Well, I've been taking a cappella for probably about 20 years or so, but more recently we've got a Mr. Young involved.
Correct.
And Mr. Young has an extraordinary ear for music. You know, the standard's been lifted with Mr. Young's skills and also passion. And Mr. Young and I, we bounce off each other. Yeah. So we would chat about a cappella throughout the week, every week, because we just want the group to be so special. And of course, so we've got that intent. And then the boys, they also share that passion, and we really just want it to be a special group. And there is something special about young men singing.
Yep.
No instruments. It's just beautiful.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. So for our listeners out there who might just not be quite as familiar as we are with the a cappella, just give people a sort of 30-second guide. What are we talking about here?
So about 16 students, about four basses, four baritones, four second tenors and four tenors. That's normally about the mix.
Yep.
And so we have like the all the voices create the different parts, the yep. bass line, the harmonies, the melody. And we just adore it.
And I assume it's Italian, a cappella. What does it actually mean?
That's a great question. Over to you, Solomon.
Wow, so...
It's called a handballing yeah. drill, so well done.
So a cappella means in the style of the chapel.
Oh.
Yes, yeah, an Italian good. Phrase meaning that. But in music it typically means just unaccompanied, so...
I oh, wow. knew you would not let me down, Solomon. Thank you.
Hey, tell us though about a lovely comment about John, and I've seen that sort of bond coming through and the influence. But you're very contemporary, you know, how you put you pick some classic numbers, and just how it all blends together as a bit of a nufty of music, but a great lover and appreciator. I'm just awestruck at how this blends together, and it's good.
I love the opportunity to bring a song that audiences are already familiar with, but they've never heard it this way. And often Mr. Young and or myself will write the arrangement ourselves. So it's never been done that way ever before. And we can also write the parts specifically to suit the boys in the group.
Now, we are having a bit of fun here with singing without instruments. A cappella. Richard, you've got a little quirky idea that you gave me before the Zav Chat started. Is this a moment that we could try this?
I think it is. I've invented this game specially for today's called Next Note Goat. What I do is find out around this table who is the best at recognising the song. I'll start with two notes. Bomba. Any takers?
I'm struggling.
Okay, very good. I'll add a note. Bom, ba, ba.
Oh, Solomon.
Is that Happy Birthday?
Oh, Solomon. Oh, nice work.
I've got to make my one for the round.
Okay. Well, nice work, Solomon. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. 2 points. You get awarded 2 points for that one. Okay. Here we go.
Ba. Struggling.
Okay.
Well, Bill
I'll add
so
the
full.
Next note.
Ba, ba. Oh, yes, it's Henry.
Jaws.
Henry. Hi. Okay, Henry, you only get 1 point because you're on the MSO. Okay, well, here's the next one. This is a song I think everybody here is familiar with, okay?
Yeah.
Bill, I think this could be one for you.
Oh, gee, the pressure's on there.
Boom, boom.
Sesame Quarter. Bill.
Oh, sorry? What did you say?
Sesame Quarter.
Amazing. 10 points.
And, folks, Bill hit the desk, but there was no buzzer.
I get excited. I get competitive at these things, and I got no idea.
Boom, 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 boom. Just for those that wanted to hear, put that into context. Oh, Bill, I'm very impressed.
That is
10 points. You are the next note goat.
I've just insulted the industry, but that's okay. Thanks, Shay.
Wilbur, we didn't even trouble scores. Yeah, terrible. All right, it might be time to... Last around the grounds for term three. Here's Wilbur.
Thanks, Hills. I think we've already covered a lot of ground already. Obviously, we had the Aths Carnival on Tuesday, which was a great spectacle. Hamish Charles, Miss Loft, Mr. Vonhoff, and that Gonzaga house won the athletics. So.
And Charlesy spoke beautifully too.
Oh, yeah. He's great man, Charlesy. So he'd be happy with that one. Then on yesterday, we had our rector's assembly, obviously, with the prefects and the awards that we've previously mentioned. And then moving through the rest of the week, we've got a voluntary mass on Friday. Rory Somerville, another vice-captain, after Ollie's vice-captain address at a voluntary mass. So, yeah, we're building into those. We'll have one more next term. And, those will be great. So.
And a couple of lovely weeks of school holidays for all the students, but lots of hard work for the Year 12s, I'm guessing.
Yeah, that's right. Good point, Heels. We move into a big revision program that Miss Daly and Mr. Miller have spent a long time preparing for us. We've got teachers coming in on their own will for some lectures and some extra revision activities. And then into week two, we've got our compulsory trial exam period, which is huge. So we'll put our best foot forward for that one.
Been a pretty memorable Zav Chat, Bill, and you come out as the goat on the note.
It has been very well. There's a few even better things to come, Shane. So there's Richard. There's the beginnings of our next musical in the wings as well. So
are we announcing that here on Zav Chat, are we?
Well, I'm not sure. We want to be sure that
I'd like to get it over the line.
We get it over the line. I'll be miserable if we miss out. That's
tease
for sure.
Tease us, Richard.
But I'm extremely excited about what Xavier and Genazzano might have in store next year for the musical. Very excited indeed.
Great. Okay. Good on you. Hey, it has been a great episode. Richard, great having you in. Henry and Solomon, wonderful. Congratulations again, Solomon, on your appointment yesterday and Henry on your MSO and your teaching career that lies ahead of you. I'm sure it'll be a really wonderful and joyous part of your life.
Yeah, good on you, Henry and Richard. Sol, good luck next year as music captain. Thanks, Wilbur.
Thanks,
Seals. And thanks, Bill. In term four, we'll kick off with the Creative Arts Festival. We'll talk future pathways. And then we'll have a special day with you and your vice captains. Can't wait for that. But right now, have a lovely term four.